T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You hear that, first mate, Leroy?
Show me the harpoons, boys! We're back on the sea! I told you yesterday it was a breakup. I told you! You don't bring somebody that I told you. Tibbs is getting flown out to L.A. There's no way he likes Los Angeles. That guy hates the sun. And he was being told by Jimmy Butler, I'm out. I'm out, Tibbs. I'm out. I can't be here with your 2011 Chicago Bulls. I can't be part of the Timber Bulls anymore. I need to do my own thing.
Why? Why?
Why what? Why are we having so much fun? Shams Bomb! Shams is reporting that Jimmy Butler has requested a trade from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Butler has given Minnesota a list of 1 to 3 teams of which he is willing to sign an extension in anticipation of a trade.
Why do you just assume? Why do you assume?
Butler Bay!
Oh, why do I assume that the Heat are one of those teams?
Yeah.
Huh. Leroy, I'm glad you asked a question like that. It's a very fine question. Why would Jimmy Butler want to come down here to Miami?
Why?
With this roster? I don't know. Perhaps. This is just me spitballing out here. I'm just doing a little thinking in my head. Do you remember this post just a wee 48 hours ago? It was Jimmy Butler posting on his Instagram a beautiful shot of one Dwayne Wade. And the caption said, "This is going to be a hell of a dance." And he added Dwayne Wade. Leroy, you tell me. You tell me. If he feels that way about Dwayne Wade, how, in the holy Lord's name, and by Lord I mean Pat Riley, is the Miami Heat not one of those three teams? I ask you that.
All right.
What do you think?
I say pump your brakes.
You know that's not my style. That's a ridiculous request.
Silly me. I should just take a point from myself.
That is a silly request. So what is my other option?
I mean, there's really no...
All right, let's do this.
All right.
Do you think, in the last 24 hours, Dwayne and Jimmy Butler have texted about... Not saying coming to Miami, just talked about the trade in general?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I disagree. I disagree. I think that Wade was in on this. There's not a Nick Saban is not a better recruiter than Dwayne Wade. All right, let's just flat out. This man just he talent goes to him like moth to a flame. Jimmy Butler also getting super philosophical on Instagram too.
What? Hey, wait.
We become.
Is that how that saying goes? It's not moth to a flame.
Moth to a flame.
Yeah, Golden said it himself.
It's true. Moth to a flame. They're attracted to light.
I got to tell you, having the two of you here with your little minion.
What?
It's not like, yeah, like.
You'd rather balance it out with Beast?
No, here's the problem. I thought about what I was saying, and then I immediately punched myself in the throat.
Oh, this is so exciting.
You could say he's not listening. It's Yom Kippur.
Really? Come on.
Look, all I'm telling you, Leroy, is we're going swimming. We're going swimming into the ocean. One last crack. One last dance. One last crack. One last voyage for this year, of course. Once the trade deadline comes, we're back at it. But for this season, for non-trade deadline season, for the off season, one last swim. And that swim is for Jimmy Butler. Hello, Jimmy. Oh, hello, Goran. Hello. Hey, Pat. What's all this talk of Minnesota?
Hey, why all we have is two guards?
What are you talking
about? He's a three.
He's a three. And he's locked down. Locked down.
I mean, we seem to have a lot of twos and threes.
How about this?
Who's playing four?
Olynyk.
Olynyk. Kelly Olynyk.
Or JJ.
Okay.
Or Kemp Jordan.
Well, Kemp Jordan might be.
Well, if you ship Hassan, Kemp Jordan center.
No, untouchable.
Well, I mean, Jimmy Butler.
Hassan's untouchable?
No.
I said if you ship Hassan, then Kemp Jordan center.
I gotta imagine they're gonna want Bam. I gotta imagine that the Wolves are gonna want Bam.
Would you give up Bam? That's your boy for today. Because I know how you operate. You got to give up something good.
Can I give up?
I didn't hear an answer.
I don't want to answer that question right now. I love Bam. It's Kemp Jordan.
But look, what? Can I ask you basketball people something? Why, whenever there's a superstar available, you think you could just trade your junk?
I'm not trying to trade. No, I'll give them something.
They're going to want valuable young pieces that they can have.
But is that not an accurate assessment?
Let's just say the Heat are one of his teams. All right? Let's just say. All right? Let's hope the stupid Lakers aren't on his list.
What if the... Ooh, that would hurt. That would hurt the Tobin household right there.
I mean, it wouldn't hurt. Like if he
yes,
goes to the,
it would.
It really wouldn't. It wouldn't.
It would. Oh, it would hurt.
It really wouldn't. But okay. In fact, I would be surprised if actually the Lakers aren't one of his three teams. But let's just say they are. Let's say they're not. Let's say he doesn't like LeBron. Let's say he'd rather play with Dwayne Wade than LeBron. Because
well,
him and
he's
Wade
only going to play with D Wade for 1 year.
Yeah, but you want to know what he's going to be doing?
What is he going to be doing?
Getting the torch. That's what he's going to be getting.
You think?
Getting the torch passed to him.
Wait. So you're just totally bypassing Philly cheese.
What about Philly cheese? You think Philly cheese is getting the torch?
Philly cheese probably thinks he's getting the torch.
Look, did Philly cheese tell us in an interview last year, did he eyeball it when we mentioned Gordon Hayward that he's better than him?
Yes.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Did
he do that while sitting on a chair on his bum ankle? Yes. Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Look. I want Philly cheese to be good. All right. I love Philly cheese. I loved his article that the NBA is lucky I'm home writing damn articles. I love the pose of Philly cheese, but he's not helping me out here. I want to help him, but he doesn't play basketball. So if he don't play basketball, I got nothing to defend you on.
Oh, Mike, you are.
What? This is sports, Leroy. This is sports.
I got to tell you, being on this side now and hearing what people say about players, I could just imagine.
No. Like, look, some guys are Teflon. Dwayne, Udonis, untouchable. I really want to put Bam in the untouchable category. I really love him.
But
we gotta have talks. I'm not gonna put him out on the roster. Although that scout who was in Barry Jackson's article, that guy was a quack, and a hack, and a bum scout. I don't want that guy scouting for my team. I hope he's never scouted for the Heat. I hope he only scouts against the Heat. Because the blasphemy he put in there about Kemp Jordan was unforgivable. But I got to imagine that, you know, imagine Tibbs in a scary voice. That's going to be in the ask. It's got to be in the ask, right, Robbie?
I think you're looking at Bam and Justice.
Well, the Justice thing is interesting because of this. You don't have the contract thing settled. So if you're trading up, If Justice is on the table and you really can convince the Bulls to make that move, I think you got to make that move. Because This is a roll of the dice year in effect for Justice anyway. You don't really know what he is. There really haven't seemingly been any extension talks other than we know that there haven't been extension talks. So at that point, I think, yeah, you definitely got to throw Justice in there. If they ask for Justice and J. Rich for him, I think you got to do it. I think you got to do it because, I mean, look, like, if Jimmy's going to be here, he's kind of right. He's kind of that's what you would hope J. Rich would ever be close to.
Just a heads up, Jay Rich, Justice, and Bam, it works out evenly in the trade machine for Jimmy Butler.
Jay Rich, Justice, and Bam?
Jeez. Fleece.
No, that means next year you're going to be...
Well, no. You're only going to do it on the idea. Well, here's the kicker, okay? Leroy, listen this out. Hear me out. There is a lot of scuttlebutt. A lot of rumors and whispers. If you get Jimmy Butler, you also get Kyrie Irving. That they are a package deal. And but so then
you have to trade. You have to trade Goran.
Then you have to ask yourself, do you trade your point guard? I don't like it. I'm just saying. We're just spitballing here. By the way, nobody take anything so personal, all right? We're just spitballing here. All right, we're just on the boat. We're just talking things out. We're talking what kind of bait. Do I throw chum? Do I throw live bait? Do I throw a glow worm? What do I throw? Okay? So don't take things so personally all the time, all right? Just because I'm mentioning these things and kicking them around doesn't mean I want guys traded, but we're talking about Jimmy Butler here. So let's just talk things out because he's BFF with D-Wade. D-Wade's coming back for one last dance, and I imagine for one last dance, he wants one last hell of a dance partner. So we're just spitballing.
Oh, you're
here,
not, right? He's not going in with Hassan?
I don't think Hassan. I think Hassan is going to be here for the dance because I don't think they're going
to
trade him.
Well, we'll get to this in headlines. But there's an interesting trade story because I know some texts reported out Hassan in Minnesota. There's a way which maybe it might be able to work.
All right, let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
So obviously, you're wondering, Hassan for Jimmy Butler, it works in the trade machine. But no way the Bulls, the Timberwolves are going to do that.
No way.
All right, so let's throw in Bam Adebayo.
Okay.
It still doesn't work.
Really?
Let's throw in Justice Winslow. Hassan, Justice, and Bam for Jimmy Butler. Still doesn't work. So what would make them want to take on the Hassan Whiteside? Now, you probably have to take back another bad contract for the Timberwolves. Mm-hmm. Let's say Gorgie Dang, who's got 3 years left on his deal. He's getting $15 million a year. That trade would work, and maybe that's something maybe the Minnesota could do because they're giving up a bad contract to Gorgie Dang.
All right. This is very exciting.
They're giving up a contract. I don't even know who that is.
Now, listen.
He's a center.
Step one is we got to find out if we're on the list. So I imagine that Pat has taken away whatever he's doing right now, and he's finding out right now. Are we on the list? Are we on the list? They're on the list. This is a list of... they could be the only team on the list. Sham says 1, 2, 3 teams. All right? And not 1, 2, 3, the count. Anywhere 1 to 3 teams are on this list. Maybe they're the only team. And maybe the Timberwolves tell them to kick rocks. We don't know. But, if they don't want to get in the situation like the Cavs did, where they got nothing for Kyrie Irving. You know, they thought this Brooklyn Nets trade was going to turn into something wonderful. Ended up being a bag of nothing. You know, maybe you just don't outsmart it. Maybe we have a real talk. Tibbs and Pat talk like grown-ups. And Pat says, hello, Tibbs. And Tibbs is like, hey, Pat, what's up? Here Jimmy Butler's unhappy. Yeah, what are you going to do? This is the business, isn't it, Pat? It is the business. Kind of like when we gave you the business in 2011. That's neither here nor there, Tibbs. What do you want, buddy? What do you want? What's on the table? Everything is out there for you. What makes you happy? And so, then we figure things out. You know, then we figure things out. I mean, do they go into a year and think, they want a little bit of an upgrade at point guard? Are they happy with Jeff Teague? I don't know.
And you also, I believe, you have this year's first-round pick available to trade as an enticer, as a little sweetener.
That is interesting. What else do we got, Robbie?
Well, as far as headlines concerned, you know, Elton Brand, he's a new general manager of the 76ers.
All right, that's kind of cool.
He just played like 2 years ago.
Promoted from within.
He's been washed for a long time.
Yeah, he's got them bum legs, bum knees.
Your bum legs.
He did.
All right. Anything else, Robbie?
Oh, yeah. Mike McCarthy, he said that Clay Matthews did everything right on that play, that it shouldn't have been pass interference.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you get sticking up for his guy. I respect that.
I mean, that wasn't pass. That was, I mean, not pass interference. That wasn't a roughing the passer.
It wasn't. It like, I mean, look, I get, you know, a lot of times a lot of penalties are called because of body position and not exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so when that official saw the tackle and the defender on top, he just made an assumption. He didn't actually see it.
I just want to know if we're on the list. I'm like really lost for the show now.
Really? That's all you care about now?
Yeah, I want to know if we're on the list, man.
There's three teams. We know the Knicks are definitely on the list.
The Knicks are on the list?
Well, isn't there rumors about Kyrie and Jimmy Butler going to New York?
There's rumors about them going to New York. There's just rumors they're going to be together. And everybody knows that the Knicks' number one target in the offseason is Kyrie Irving. And so the thought process is Jimmy will follow. However, I don't know if they're on the list right now because Dwayne Wade's not on the Knicks. He's on the Heat. And Jimmy Butler loves Dwayne Wade, not Fizdale. I mean, maybe he loves Fizdale. I don't know. Maybe he likes Fizdale. I'm speaking out of turn there. I do know he loves Dwayne Wade. And I know that he's tweeting about Wade's last dance. And it kind of sounds like he wants to be dancing, if I'm being quite frank.
Got his dancing shoes on.
It kind of sounds like he wants to throw on the Gloria Estefan and start dancing. That's what it sounds like. If we're just speaking freely here. So
you think he wants to throw on Gloria Estefan?
Yeah. Who doesn't? Wait, what? To the conga? Who doesn't love the conga? You crazy? You don't think Jimmy Butler, if I throw on the conga, that he's not going to be out of his mind happy? You're nuts, man.
Come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. No, you can't control yourself
on,
any
Lula,
longer.
Come on,
shake your body, baby. Do that conga.
I'm not.
No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Come on. Dance with me, Leroy.
No, I don't. Listen. Although my excitement would be awesome, I personally am not going to get excited until it's a little bit close.
Fine. You act reasonable. I'm not.
Don't I always? There's a lot of things that you've said about me.
Yeah, you're a reasonable person.
One is you're not being reasonable. You, on the other hand.
Update!
You got the list?
Find out whether or not. Nah, I'm not going to do that because everybody's just going to go to Twitter. According to ESPN, Stefano Fusaro, according to an NBA source, get that Gloria Estefan ready. According to an NBA source, the Miami Heat are one of those teams. Give me that Gloria Estefan, Robbie.
Come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. No, you can't control
that
yourself
one,
any longer. Come
now
on, shake
what?
Your body, baby. Do that conga.
Get
no,
on the boat with me.
No.
Get on the boat.
No.
Come on.
No.
Let's go.
No.
Let's go. Let's go
no.
Whaling. Sharpen the harpoons, Pat. Let's go get us a whale.
Can I just say, I don't want to be Debbie Downer here. Why do you set yourself up for so much disappointment?
Because I just move on. I just take punches. See, like, when I get knocked down, you know what I do? Get right back up and look for the next one. I'm unfazable. I'm unshakable. You can't break me. Can't.
You're in the best shape in the business? I'm in the best shape of my career.
Best shape of my career. You can't shake me. What happened? I started. You know what my day started like? My day started with Dan Le Batard telling us that Dion Waiters doesn't want to rehab. And it's completing with the Heat being on Jimmy Butler's list.
Jimmy Butler has it wing left in a tie game with 2:40 left to go in the season. With the playoffs on the line, Butler across the lane runs up the shot. He hits it! Off the wrong foot, he rose up and sunk it with one hand.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy,
really?
And Beast.
Robbie never misses an opportunity.
All right, here's what we got to deal with. All right.
All right.
We have conflicting reports.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Really?
Conflicting reports.
You mean maybe you ran with a story too quick?
Look, we're doing live radio here. I got to spitball everybody. You guys got to calm down. Like, all right, you can't get mad at me because we're flying by the seat of our pants. All right. We're not like these hacks who are sitting and doing things and they get to sit behind characters on Twitter. We're doing live radio here. Okay. So don't get mad at me. I'm just letting you know. Now, ESPN and Ethan Skolnick, they are saying that Jimmy Butler has the Heat on his list. If you guys don't know, Jimmy Butler apparently has a list of 1 to 3 teams. So there's that from two guys with local ties, which is cool, that the Heat are on the list. So do with that what you will. But little snag, Adrian Wojnarowski, him of the Woj Bomb fame, he says that Jimmy Butler has 3 preferred destinations. And those destinations are the Nets, the Clippers.
The Nets?
And the Knicks.
The Nets?
That's what he says. That's what he says. Now listen.
My question is, who you believe?
Who do I believe?
Because I know who you believe.
Yeah.
You believe whichever makes Jimmy Butler come here.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Well, who do you believe?
I mean, Woj.
I got Skolnick. Boxed in.
Not boxed in. We're having a conversation. You can't be boxed in.
Just did. I'm not.
Woj is. Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? He's dishing off all his stuff to Shams anyway, so I'd go with Skolnick.
Yeah. I mean, Skolnick's got 5 reasons. Woj's got no
delegating. Reasons. He's delegating.
Like, this is just another day in the park.
I saw what you did there.
What?
Skolnick.
He's giving me, yeah.
Ethan has 5 reasons.
Woj has no reasons. I'm going with 5. What's better, 5 or 0? I'm going with him.
I got to tell you, man.
What? We're just spitballing here, man.
I know we're spitballing, but I would just like us to just tone it back a notch.
Tone it back a notch.
Well, I know you're not. Now, why did I even suggest that? I'm sorry.
Maybe it's not a list of 3 teams. Maybe it's a list of 5 teams. Who has?
Oh,
a top
now
3?
It's 5 teams. Oh, now it's 5 teams.
What are you hearing?
I'm not hearing nothing.
Well, what do you say 5?
Because you said maybe it's not 3 teams.
Oh,
it's 5
teams. I
thought
you were reading that.
I said now it's 5 teams.
I thought
because
you were confirming what I was saying.
No.
Okay.
Not confirming nothing you're saying.
Well, who has a top 3? Top 3 is nothing. It really limits your options. Top 5, more reasonable, I would think, in these trade discussions. Now we have to have the talk of, all right, do the Timberwolves really want to play ball with the Knicks? What do the Knicks have to offer? Porzingis is hurt. They ain't trading him. They're going to trade Fizdale? What do they got? Tim Hardaway Jr. and that albatross of a contract?
Ugh.
No.
Jeez.
I mean, Clippers obviously have the trump card. They could trade Boban.
Oh. Yeah.
And you always take Boban.
Really?
No. Or Tobias Harris. They could trade the Toby and Bobby show. They could do that. The Nets, I don't know what the Nets have. Dinwiddie and D'Angelo Russell? I mean, who else do they got? Jeremy Lin? Is he still there?
I think he's on the Hornets, or he was on the Hornets and then went to the Nets.
Let's fire up.
Jeremy Lin now?
Let's see. Let's fire up the
show.
He's
not with the Nets.
And then you got Allen Crabb.
Oh,
you got DeMar
big contract.
Carroll. They have Kenneth Faried on the Nets.
No,
that's right. They just traded
Lin in Denver.
You might be right. I don't see Lin here anymore. Lin's kind of just been.
He's in Denver.
Going around, going from team to team. Look, for right now, I can't take, if Ethan Skolnick is saying they're on the list, I can't take them off the list. All right, I don't know what to tell you. Here's what I got. We're reporting it's a list of 4. That's what we're doing. We're doing a collab effort here, all right? And so on the list is the Clippers, the Nets, the Knicks, and the Heat. That's the list right now. Until I hear otherwise. Because I can't hear that the Heat aren't on the list. Maybe he's got a top three list, and maybe we're number four. Maybe we're others receiving votes. And if you're others receiving votes,
no,
you still have potential to crack.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's how college rankings work.
I hate when you take situations and make them fit so you can get what you want.
Why?
Because you like, all of a sudden, everybody loves Jimmy Butler.
All right. Let's see this.
I mean, the Nets have a bunch of big expiring contracts that they could trade and then give them a young player. But they don't really have any young players to trade other than Dinwiddie. I mean, they could trade draft picks again, but look at how that ended up last time. They just got all their draft picks back.
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to trade draft picks. There's no way they're going to go into that hole again. Well, you know what? For right now, the Heat are on the list. That's how I'm going. Until we're off the list. I don't know what's going to make me convinced that they're on the list, but for right now, they're on the list. By the way, Andrew Wiggins' brother has tweeted out, hallelujah. They don't like each other.
Ooh.
They don't like each other.
Well, no, he doesn't like none of the young guys, and he's a late comer, right? They were already
there. They were already there. And Andrew Wiggins makes so much money. He makes so much money.
Now, is he that good, or is he a looter in the riot?
Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah.
I think they wish he was more of a looter in the riot. This like it's pulling teeth to get him to do stuff.
No, sometimes that's Carl Anthony Towns.
No, sometimes I look at Andrew Wiggins and he pulls off a play and I'm like, he's the most athletic thing I've ever seen on a court. Why doesn't he do that more? But most of the time he's just kind of like, meh, just kind of off of it. This is a different report. According to The Athletic, Jimmy Butler's decision had very little to do with Towns or Wiggins' relationship, more to do with contractual matters.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Okay.
Just saying. That's out there.
Okay. All right. I would like to... Right?
Good
point. Doesn't always seem to coincide with players not getting along.
Good point by this dude, Sean Hyken, on Twitter. He says, Jimmy's list doesn't matter. Kyrie and Kawhi both got traded to teams that weren't on the list. You know, maybe we don't even want to be on the list.
The list is a jinx.
Yeah, the list is kind of a jinx. Who gets traded to a team on the list? Paul George's list was the Lakers.
Or how about this? Maybe you put that list out there so those guys, you know, come in low and the team that really wants you.
Oh, that's a good trick.
You see what I mean? Because here, if I want to be traded,
good point, Leroy,
and
good
I
point.
Say the only teams I'm going to are X, X, and X, those teams don't need to bring a lot. A
little too loosey-goosey.
Right. Like they're like why would we worry? He wants to come here.
So like the Lakers. So like right. if you didn't want to go to the Lakers, you'd put the Lakers on your list.
Or Minnesota would demand a ton from them.
Right.
Right. And
like
then
see, you do like going out whaling.
I'm not whaling.
You do. You just did.
I'm just
playing. You're whaling.
Just play your stupid game.
Whaling ain't easy. Don't take a point. Come on, man.
Whaling ain't easy?
Yeah.
That deserves some type of ramifications for
Perhaps
that?
I deserve minus one.
Huh?
Perhaps I deserve minus
right.
one.
Right. Come on.
I can't believe that I didn't get to the Butch Davis, Mark Richt, maybe
feud. I've never heard this. But, I have not heard this. And you guys.
We'll keep you updated with the Jimmy Butler stuff because things are flying fast right now. But when we come back, I'll also get to that maybe rift next. Everybody, Toby and Leroy here with you. Beast is out today. It is Yom Kippur. He will be back tomorrow, where we'll be broadcasting from Carnival Cruise Lines. It's going to be a hell of a day. Maybe we'll have Jimmy Butler, who may or may not be on the Heat's list.
I got to tell you, we're doing a lot of world traveling around here.
I know.
Monday, we're going to be at
Heat Media Day.
Heat
where
Media
Jimmy
Butler's
Day. Jimmy Butler's going
to be there. You think it's going to happen that quick?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to take media guide pictures. Cam's about to start, man. Lickety split. Let's go.
I forget Cam is this close.
Yeah, I know.
What if somebody you're interviewing in the middle of the interview gets traded for Jimmy Butler on Media Day?
I'll give him a hug.
No, you won't.
Go on.
You are such.
Go on. Come here. Come here. Come to Babushka.
You are the worst.
Why?
Because
we had good times. I'm going to be like, hey.
You called him a bum. You said he made you dress like a kangaroo, even though your mouth is the one that got you in trouble.
He liked the fact.
You're trying to throw.
Hold on.
You threw shade at somebody in another country.
Another continent.
Continent. Okay.
So? I stand up for the Heat. I'm hardcore.
You just.
And by the way.
Wait, Robbie.
By the way.
He doesn't gamble, but he likes action.
Who doesn't like action?
Speaking of action, it is Doom Bucket time. Robbie, you are...
I'm in last.
What are you, a half game back?
Yeah, I'm a half game back.
Half
oh, because you
back.
Had a tie?
I did have a push.
So Robbie is going through. Now, this is our last week before Chase Week.
Yeah, next week is Chase Week.
But we have a cluster bleep because Leroy, Beast, and I are all 4-5. Robbie is 3-5-1.
So tight. Not a good month for...
Not a great month for us, no.
Yep.
We're still figuring stuff out in the NFL.
All right, who's next? I got my games.
Go to Leroy. Leroy, so, you know.
Round the horn.
Figure what he's got. Let's go.
That Beast gets whatever's left.
He gets what's left.
Tough
nuggets for him. We're going to be on a boat tomorrow.
One game got taken out. The Jaguars game did get taken out because no spread because the Titans still don't know if Mariota's going to be the quarterback on Sunday.
Jeez. All right.
Well, actually, Beast, you have to draw for Beast because there's more than three games in the box.
All right, I'll draw for Beast. These are Beast games. One... 2-3. Boom. Rest of the games are gone. So long, Doom Bucket.
All right.
All right. What do you got, Robbie? Go ahead.
I'm going to find out just the same time as everybody else is. Ooh, Saints at Falcons. The Falcons are 3-point favorites at home. We hate them. The Dome Bowl.
You don't understand this. That's like a big rival. Saints and Atlanta.
Oh, this one. Sunday Night Football. The Patriots at the Lions. The Patriots are 7-point road favorites.
That's it?
I mean, they're on the road. That's a lot for a road game. I know the pay, yeah.
Have you seen Detroit play football?
Yes. They were close last week. And then, this one. The Dallas Cowboys at the Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are 1.5-point home favorites.
Jeez.
I mean, Seattle's terrible. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead on and say it. They can't protect their quarterback. They can't run the football. And defense can't really stop
Dallas
nobody.
Isn't very good either. It's a tricky game.
Why? How did that go sideways like that?
What do you got, Leroy?
I have the Colts and the Eagles. Eagles are a 6.5-point favorite.
Wentz is back.
Yep. I have Green Bay visiting the Redskins. Green Bay is a 3-point favorite. And I have the Bengals and the Panthers. Carolina is a 3-point favorite.
All right, here's what I got. I have the New York Giants at the Houston Texans. Both are 0-2, looking for their first win. Houston is a 6-point favorite at home.
Whoa.
0-2 team favored by 6.
Well, I guess another 0-2 team.
Yep. The Chargers at the Rams, the L.A. Bowl.
Oh,
would it get 32,000 at that game?
I don't know, man. That's a good question. The Rams are 7-point favorites, quote-unquote, hosting the Chargers. And finally, I got the Steelers at the Buccaneers. Fitzmagic. Not a lot of belief in Vegas, as Vegas has the Steelers as a road favorite by a point.
I mean, that's been dropping like a brick. It came out as 3 points as a road favorite.
Here's what Beast has before we get out of here, before we wrap things up today. The Bills at the Vikings. Beast has that. The Vikings are... Woo! Listen to this one, Leroy. Your former team, 16.5-point favorites hosting the Bills. Good Lord.
If you're a professional athlete, and they tell you that another professional athlete is 16 points better than you, you got to have some pride. This is, come on. Really?
Nah, no pride. Broncos at Ravens.
Who's quarterbacking?
Allen.
Josh Allen. Broncos at Ravens. Baltimore is a 5-point favorite hosting Denver. And finally, the Chicago Bears at the Arizona Cardinals. Chicago
that's
is
a
6-point road favorite.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a big one.
The Dolphins didn't get drawn.
Dolphins did not get drawn.
Wow.
Did not get drawn. So that's what we got going on. All right, we're still trying to hone down this Jimmy Butler thing. If you guys are just tuning in, Jimmy Butler has requested a trade from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And he reportedly gave them a list of 1 to 3 teams. That was according to Shams. And what we had was, early on, a report from Stefano Fassaro of ESPN and Bleacher Report, as he said that the Heat, according to an NBA source, or according to a source, are on his list. Ethan Skolnick of Five Reasons Sports Network. He says, just confirmed the same as Fasaro ESPN. The Heat are on Jimmy Butler's list. And then Woj came out, and he has the three teams. And his three teams are the Clippers, the Nets, and the Knicks. So there's that. Have ourselves a little showdown at the old Source Corral.
You don't care.
I don't care. What I have done is I have changed this now to a list of four to include the Miami Heat. So it is the Nets, the Clippers, the Knicks, and the Heat.
You're funny.
Don't let me down, Ethan.
You're funny.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. Kyrie and Kawhi, they didn't even go to their stupid list team.
I'm telling you why. Because soon as somebody said, I want to go to the Lakers, they jacked up the asking price till the Lakers said, no, thank you. Okay? Then what happened was OKC came out of nowhere, right? Made an offer that wasn't even close to what they were demanding. Boom, he ends up going to OKC.
Well, all I know is Jimmy Butler loves Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade is back for one last dance.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure. Leroy, do you post about somebody's last dance if you don't love them?
I don't know, but that's the same guy that said, keep my wife out your mouth.
As a joke.
I didn't see no smiling emojis or nothing, whatever they use.
But they were comfortable enough where he thought it was all good.
And then somebody had to tell him too much.
Well, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, somebody told him too much, but you know what?
I mean, that doesn't sound like boys.
They're boys.
All right. Are they boys just to make your...
No, they're legit boys. Like, you remember when Wade's first season in Chicago, like, everybody
yes.
hated Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler. It
right.
was the young guys versus them.
Right.
The young guys being led, by the way, by Rajon Rondo. Top bastard.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Top surly bastard.
If you're on a team that has Jimmy Butler, D. Wade, and Rondo, what are the chances that more people follow Rondo than D. Wade or Jimmy Butler?
All I know is I got a boat to catch to go get some whales. Happy sailing, everyone. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Carnival Cruise Lines.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.